you will remember the things that you took the risk and did something. Because whatever you do is dangerous. Why? Responsibility. If you accept the responsibility which comes first in here, then you're responsible for whatever you do. So all the memories are the risk you took. That is in here. Means the memory of this camel and the risk that this camel takes. Because this physical existence takes a lot of risks. There are a lot of moments that this should decide, and the other side is not clear, so you will take the risk-taking part. If you find that risk-taking part, maybe, but normally you won't, yes?
If his heart comes back, you are saved from that, otherwise you're despairing and biting your forearms. When they heard this dark threat, they cast down their eyes and waited for it. On the first day, they saw their faces yellow. From despair, they were sighing heavily. On the second day, the faces of all became red. The time for hope and repentance was lost. On the third day, all their faces became black. The prediction of Saleh came true without dispute.
Okay, this without dispute is very complicated here. I will forget about that, but the rest was interesting. Did you see what changed? The first day, they started to regret. The second day, the hope was lost. The third day, everything turned black. Think about the opposite. At the beginning, it was the darkness. Then, hope was here. Then everything appeared out of doubt. In the spiritual way, the hope is there. The only thing that we know that in the spiritual it doesn't exist is hopelessness. Hopelessness doesn't exist. God had guillotined, cut the head of hopelessness. This is the saying of Rumi, you will see. Because there is always hope. Why? Because the intelligent designer, one thing is sure, no designer will design a machine to collapse. So why should we worry? Yes?
When they were all passed away in despair, they fell on their knees like birds. Gabriel, the trusted, brought in the Quran, the description of this kneeling. Yathimi. Do thou kneel at the time when they are teaching thee and bidding thee dread such a kneeling as this?
What is this kneeling?
You said before it was actually a camel, not a bird.
Yeah. But what is this act? You see, when someone wants to sit down,
submission.
It will kneel, right? Okay, that knee is a very important stuff. Remember, when you want to stop the camel from moving, you should bind the knees, right? That was intelligence. Intelligence was that, remember? Intelligence was what? Was Aql. And Iqal is that binding the knees. And if the camel is on the knees, means it cannot, it's useless, it's coming down, okay? And what is the role of Gabriel here? Now, Gabriel told the prophet, what will happen to the people? He said, look at them. They're all on their knees. Because at the end, you will die, so you are on your knees. Your body does not work anymore. At the end of the day, what is? When the judgment will go on you? Now? Not yet, because you could be transformed, right? You will be judged when you're dead. Means physical death. The rest of you, whatever it is there. But your body is knelt down. Because when you're dead and you're being judged, you can't do anything about it. So that judgment is not very good for you, is it? How about now? Now kneeling before that kneeling. Now to understand your shortcoming and changing it. This is what it is. Gabriel will say, if you're an unbeliever, at the end you will kneel down. But you could learn sooner. Let go of this arrogance. Kneel down, then you don't kneel over there. Over there you will stand up. And standing up is the best condition to be in. Do you remember that? Anyone ever told you standing up is the position to be in? And that's the rule. The first thing the Muslims should do for prayer is standing up. They call it qiyam. It means revolting. And it means revolting. Revolting against yourself. Standing up and being
counted.
That's what it is, responsibility. So they fuss a lot about this standing up position, the beginning of the prayer. And if you're sick, okay, do it like this, but remember. Do your best to stand up, because that's what the prayer is. Because you stand up to declare something. That's the meaning of the prayer. You remember the prayer? You declare something first. Something will be read if you're in a group, one will read it. A piece of Quran. Then you declare something and you bow to something and you kneel for something. The experience is there. It's not a ritual or a ceremony, is something you're practically doing. He will remember that. Let's hear it from Rumi.
They were waiting for the stroke of vengeance. The vengeance came and annihilated this town. Saleh went from his solitude to the town. He beheld the town amidst smoke and heat. He heard wailing from their limbs. The lamentation was plain, those who uttered it invisible. He heard wailings from their bones, tears of blood from their spirits like hailstones. Saleh heard that and set to weeping. He began to lament for them that made lamentation. He said, O people that lived in vanity, and on account of you I wept before God. God said, have patience with their iniquity. Give them counsel. Not much remains of their fear.
See here, the Saleh is narrating the story that you, silly people, were doing this. Let me tell you what happened between me and God. I mean, let's turn around and see the other side of the story. I went there and I cried. And I said, you're silly. He told me, be patient with them, and blah, blah, blah. Let's hear it.
I said, counsel is barred by ill treatment. The milk of counsel gushes forth from love and joy. Much ill treatment have they bestowed on me. The milk of counsel is curdled in my veins. God said to me, I will give thee a boon. I will lay a plaster on those wounds. God made my heart clear as the sky. He swept your oppression out of my mind. I went once more to admonition. I spake parables and words as sugar. I produced fresh milk from the sugar. I mingled milk and honey with my words. In you, those words became like poison, because you were filled with poison from the root and foundation. How should I be grieved that grief is overthrown? You were brief, O obstinate people.
Here, Rumi remembers the thingy.